Welcome back to Marlins on Deck. Marlins baseball coming your way in just a couple of minutes. But before we get going, joining us this evening, the Executive Vice President of Operations and Events at Marlins Park, Claude Delorme. Claude, always a pleasure to chat with you and great to sit down with you for a couple of minutes. Year number four at Marlins Park, another season nearly in the books. A lot of fans don't know. They see nine innings of baseball on any given night. Can you take us into a year within operations and events and just how much goes into putting a Major League Baseball season together amongst a variety of other events as well?
Yeah, it all starts about a year to 15 months prior, in which we have to submit some dates for our schedule. Right now, we have already submitted our dates for 2017, and baseball starts working on the format, and we go back and forth. And usually in May of each season, we receive the schedule for the following year, a first draft, and then it gets becomes official in early August. But right after the season, as we get into September, we start working on budgets and submitting our list of capital projects and start working on our business plans, performance evaluations, etc. And as soon as the season is over, you know, from our side, a lot of other events take place. People forget, but we hold over 200 events a year. Some of those are internal. A lot of corporate events, corporate lunches, bar mitzvahs, weddings, and then we get into the bigger events. We have a Tiger Direct Consumer Show each year. This year it's November 6th. So we draw about 10,000 people for that on the field and promenade. On November 21st, 22nd, we just announced on Friday, Winter Baseball, City de las Americas, two doubleheaders. Two best teams from Venezuela and Dominican are coming to play at Marlins Park. And then in December, we have a few very interesting events. We have our first concert taking place, Grand Slam Latino Party, 27 artists, 5-hour show. It's going to be outstanding. And then we have the Miami Beach Bowl on December 21st. So those are all major events, and we're all already starting to work on several proposals. One of them is the All-Star Game, which we will hold in 17. So the work has begun on that front. A lot of committees are being formed in coordination with baseball. A lot of us will be going to the All-Star Game in 16 in San Diego. A few of us attended Cincinnati. So as we get ready and understand the scale of that. Right now we're putting a proposal for the World Baseball Classic, which is March of 2017. So a lot of work goes into all of that. But the off season for me personally is the key part. If we do proper planning, then the season is execution.
A lot of people see this gorgeous facility. It's hard to believe year number four is about to wrap up as we head into the 2016 season and year number five here at Marlins Park. I know you work very closely with Jeff King, and we've chatted with him several times over the course of a couple of years, and he said when this ballpark opened up, it wasn't complete. There was a lot of things that still needed to be accomplished. You guys had a checklist of things, Claude. Where are you in that process, and are you nearly complete with everything that started not just 4 years ago, but nearly 5-6 years ago as well?
Yeah, it was crazy when we finished the project, or when we got to April of 2012, we probably had a list of about 30,000 items, and we were able to dwindle that quickly in the first 6 months. But basically it took us 2.5 years to basically check off everything. And right now, I mean, we've got a very few minor issues left from that list, but it's stuff that we will address during the off season. But that is pretty well behind us. Now entering year five, the key for us is to create that wow factor on the exterior and interior. And Jeff and his team have done a great job at keeping the building looking fresh and new. And that's the comment that we get from our fans all the time is, man, this building doesn't look like a four-year-old building. The cleanliness of the ballpark and just the freshness and beauty continues to be at the forefront. So we want to make sure that that continues, and that's our objective. If when people say that this looks like a new building, that we know we've accomplished that objective. And a lot of now as we enter year five, we're starting to look at capital projects. This year or next year, we will replace the entire facade, which we haven't done fully. We've replaced the outfield. We've replaced certain parts of it, but we will definitely have to replace all of it in this offseason or next. And we're starting to look at capital projects for the concessions and specific areas. There's an area for Giancarlo that we want to create, and that will impact specific areas for concessions and whatnot. So a lot of fun as we continue to really target this ballpark to our fans.
Well, certainly a lot going on. A lot of people don't see the behind the scenes and all the events that take place here at Marlins Park. Claude, always a pleasure to sit down with you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. My pleasure.
When we come back, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner join you for the starting lineups and the first pitch. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Miami Marlins Radio Network.